Good afternoon. I want to start today with the second reading that we heard from the first letter of the Apostle John. And what he says is, "Beloved, we are God's children now." And I want to kind of start with that because this is what happens to us at baptism. You know, there's some weird ideas floating around out there about what baptism is or what it does. And some of our Protestant brothers and sisters certainly have a different idea of it than we do, as simply like a marking or a ceremonial initiation or something like that. But the Catholic belief in baptism has always been, for 2,000 years, that what it does is it changes us at the very level of our soul. We talk about it being an ontological change because it's at the level of our very being. It changes us, it configures us to Christ himself, so that just as Christ is the Son of God, through baptism we become sons and daughters of God. So that when God looks down upon us, it's not that our individuality goes away, it's not that we cease to be the individual people that we are, but he sees his Son in us. In fact, the fathers of the church use this beautiful image that at a baptism, all of the angels that are gathered there, and of course we know that the saints and angels are present at every one of our liturgies, but at baptism, as soon as the child is baptized, the angels shield their eyes because they are looking upon Christ now, where once they were able to look upon this human being who had been born into original sin. And as that water is poured over them, albeit an external sign, it effects that internal change, that this person has now become a son or daughter of God, and that the angels literally shield their eyes because they cannot bear the glory of that child. And of course, we know that we're supposed to maintain our baptismal innocence, and we know that when we lose it through mortal sin, we're supposed to get it back again through confession as soon as possible. But I want to begin with this, that this is what we are. We are children of God through our baptism. And right at the end of the letter, he says that everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. He's telling us, hold on to that baptismal innocence. Hold on to that glory that we've received. And again, we're all human, we're all going to make mistakes, but that's why we have confession, so that we can be wiped clean again. He's saying, seek and strive to live that holy life. And he gives us this image of heaven. But he gives us an even greater image of heaven, St. John does, in the first reading that we heard from his revelation, from the book of Revelation. And most scripture scholars agree that it's the same St. John, but either way, it's still the Word of God, and so it's still relevant. And what does this first reading from the book of Revelation describe? It describes heaven. It says that there was people from every tribe of the children of Israel. He said that he had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. These are the saints in heaven. This is the status to which we are all called. A lofty status indeed, but this is the status to which we are all called. And we see that in this, the Lord is telling us, I give you, and I've said this before and it's worth saying again, but the Lord is telling us, I am giving each and every one of you all of the grace and all of the strength you will ever need to attain this status. That heaven is open, that sainthood is open to anyone who wants it. Simply cooperate with God. It's not that it's available to only a few of us. No, it is open to each and every one of us. And each and every one of us, by virtue of our baptism, are called to become holy. And not just holy, are called to become saints. You know, I don't know that all of us will wind up being canonized one day, but that's really the only difference. Someone who's been canonized is simply someone who, throughout their work on earth, got well known enough that devotion to them spread, and, you know, eventually they were canonized. And the church kind of holds them up as an example to emulate. So whether or not we end up being canonized one day, formally by the church, we're all called to be saints. We're all called to that holiness by virtue of our baptism, as St. John said in that second reading, and as we hear elsewhere in Scripture as well, become holy, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Again, it's a very lofty calling, but we are called to nothing less. That is the holiness to which we are called. And we see in this image from Revelation that saints come from all walks of life. Men, women, all sorts of races, all times, all places of the earth. That everyone, in their baptism and in all the sacraments of the church, which are opened up to us through the sacrament of baptism, that God gives to everyone all of the grace, all of the strength they will ever need to not just be good, but to be holy, to be a saint. So much so that if we don't attain that sainthood, we will never be able to blame God. We will only be able to blame ourselves. That it will never be, well, God didn't give me enough. God didn't help me enough. No, God's giving us everything we will ever need, not just to be good people who do the right thing, but to be holy people, saints in heaven. And how do we do that? This is what the gospel tells us, the Beatitudes. Gives us one of those ways of growing in holiness, to be poor in spirit, to be meek, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to show mercy, to be clean of heart, to be peacemakers, to be willing to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness, to be willing to be insulted and persecuted because of the Lord. That's how we grow in holiness. That's how we attain that level of sanctity. In today's solemnity, yes, we celebrate all of those men and women, even those who have not been formally canonized. We celebrate all of our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, who are now saints in heaven. But we also recognize that we are called to that level of sainthood, and nothing less.